afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Talking about the new Blu-ray standard for Ultra HD Blu-ray that was agreed to just this last week by the Ultra HD Blu-ray Association. It's interesting because it's actually become less important of a standard. The need for this is much less important because of the popularity of streaming. Now, the reality is, you know, to get the highest performance from video, you need to be using the native DVD. But it's become much less of an issue. Now, it isn't that this isn't an issue anymore, because ultimately those DVDs have to exist in order for them to be streamed, presumably. I mean, stuff gets distributed on DVD, right? Even to Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Or do they just download from Sony the studios or something? I don't know. But it is going to be an issue as 4K TVs become more and more popular, but it isn't the issue it used to be back when streaming was not nearly as popular. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago. Netflix was known as essentially a national DVD distribution company, not a streaming company. I mean, it didn't even occur to people. It didn't make any sense. You had to get a DVD from them. You'd get the DVD. You'd tell them what you wanted. They'd send it out to you very, very quickly. You'd get it in your mailbox. You'd pull it out. You'd watch it. You'd send it back. They'd send you another one. Remember? That's what Netflix was all about. Yep. Not much of an issue. I mean, still people, well, I don't know. They may have actually completely stopped that. I know they were doing it much, much less, but they may have actually stopped that in the last several months. I don't know, because I just stream everything. I never did do the send me a DVD. It seemed like a pain to me. I don't know. Lazy, I guess. And then, of course, with the advent of Roku, making streaming from all sorts of, you know, kind of an aggregation of streaming from all sorts of sources, continues to be developed. Interesting to see how the technology obsoletes itself. Almost inadvertently, sometimes. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. A lot of speculation on hardware specs, hardware requirements. There's some people that are saying that this additional resolution will be enabled only by firmware updates in certain DVD player products. I don't think that's the case. I think it will be it's just the same as when Blu-ray came out. You needed to get a Blu-ray player. I think it's going to be a similar situation. Lots of speculation, though, because that has not yet been publicized, exactly how the Ultra HD Blu-ray will be implemented in terms of hardware. One of the neat things, talking about 4K TVs, one of the neat things on the horizon, it was this sort of technology was originally presented sort of like from the perspective of being able to have TVs on your T-shirts. And I think that probably there'll be some people that do advertising literally on their T-shirts that walk around with advertising on their T-shirts playing on their back. But really, I think more practical, more common use of the flexible OLED screens that are beginning to be invented will just be really flexible placement. And I, you know, pardon the pun. These flexible screens will be very light, very thin, and that will be the fact that they're actually flexible won't be the most compelling thing about them. that flexibility happens because they're so thin and so small and so light. And that thinness and size shrinkage will lead to the flexibility of mounting them wherever you want. I mean, potentially, you can have like a refrigerator magnet TV. Literally. Because that's about the physical format of these things. So a lot of really interesting possibilities there. I mean, just imagine. We were talking with Rob Engel about the ubiquity of entertainment stuff. This is going to make that even more so. Now, initially, it's going to be very expensive. But hopefully, because of the volume, I mean, when you can literally, potentially just stick up a TV anywhere, that volume created by the demand will reduce the price.
Well, and you know, the first thing that came to my mind when you said that,
yeah,
are we going to be that future that we always have in our movies of the horrible, congested future with just a bunch of noise and lights everywhere? Is that what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like Times Square everywhere?
Yeah. Well, look,
and that
could
be, depending on what you like and you don't like, that could be really bad.
You know, if you could get a really nice big flexible OLED TV for a couple hundred bucks. Now, that's not right around the corner. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen in the next 2 years. But, 10 years from now, you can get a flexible refrigerator magnet thickness TV. I mean, they're going to be everywhere, right? Aren't they? I think so. I mean, you're going to see yard signs that people are going to have. The Mason residence.
Right.
Scrolling stuff, video presentations. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, look, here's a picture of a flexible smartphone. Now, this is kind of a prototype thing.
Yeah.
But, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Yeah, almost like...
Almost like a postcard.
Mm-hmm. Really, really small, thin, and
yeah.
But yet has a moving action on it.
It can be bent.
That's cool.
It could be bent to the point where, think about this. Let's take it to the next step. Perhaps a silly step, but, we were talking about your vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Could it ever get to the point where you've got a TV screen that's essentially like a roll of that vinyl, and you could put it on your car?
I'm sure you could. It will be.
And you could have, and then would happen at that point?
What?
You could actually, now I'm really thinking out loud here, sort of stream of consciousness. But you could then do like a noise-canceling microphone, but a video version, where you could then make your car invisible.
Well, yeah, cloaking device.
Where you could make your car with that vinyl TV screen,
right,
display the background that would be seen.
Well, and they're doing that now. I mean, that's what they're working on as far as that cloakability for military uses. That's what they're using. A camera on one side that projects it onto a thing on the other side of the vehicle that shows what's behind it. That would be.
Well, I'm talking about this being a part of the vehicle where it's the skin of the vehicle.
Right, and that's the next progression.
Whew.
Incredible, man.
Should I patent that? I'm sure it hasn't been thought of.
Well,
what's amazing? All kinds of things haven't been thought of, and we say to ourselves, oh, that's already been thought of, so we don't do anything, and we realize 10 years later we should have patented that.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
All kinds of incredible developments coming up. It's going to be, what's going to happen? You're going to have TV screens. It's going to be like buying paper.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have TV screens that are basically like disposable, I think.
And we're going to laugh at the big, huge monster things we have now.
Yeah.
We're
going to
laugh.
Yeah.
Well, how do we do with that?
And why did we
crazy.
Pay that kind of money? Yeah. Maybe 20 years, but it'll be. It'll be.
Yep.
Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. Want to hope that you have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back here, same bat time, same bat station. In the meantime, have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.